everybody, and welcome to Android App Addicts episode 395. This is the show where we cover Android App Addicts and so much more. My name is Mark. I'm sort of kind of the host, but the guys you're really here to see are my good friends, Steve McLaughlin, the door-to-door geek, and Eric Ardini, some other name. Hi, guys.
That's fine. Eric Ardini's fine. Thanks. Hey, thanks for hosting, Mark. I know that's a little different beginning, and no, you didn't find the wrong podcast suddenly. This is our new host, Mark Cockrell. I'm doing good. Thanks, Mark.
And I would say any intro, I firmly believe, is better than my intro. So you did very well, sir.
Dor, you are beloved. I know you don't think that you are, but you make people happy when you speak.
Yeah. Well, the only words that come to mind, and you're going to understand this, is I do think certain people out there, when they hear my voice, they go, bless his heart.
At least you tried to host it. I didn't even try.
In the South, you can follow any nasty insult with bless your heart, and that makes it okay.
I remember when we went down to Missouri on a vacation recently, and it was about 2 years ago, and written on the bathroom wall of the girls' room, my wife said in big letters, y'all need Jesus.
Well, okay. Thank you for commenting.
Yeah, I think she read too much in there and just threw that back at them all.
Yeah, I don't read in the bathroom. I just go and go. I will say I'm really mentally preparing. The next day I'm leaving to another small conference in Philadelphia. And then next week my kids finally go back to school. And I know I can say finally because, Mark, your kids have been in school now for 3 weeks?
We're finishing our third week, yes.
Wow.
We don't mess around here. The county where I live, that was something I had to get used to here in Georgia. They're county-run schools. Where I was from in Texas, it was city-run for the most part. And so it's a huge county that covers hundreds of square miles up into the mountains. And so the way they do things, and I can't decide whether it's good or bad, they start really early and they end really late. And so the summer break is only ends up being about 7 weeks, but then every 6 weeks they get a week off. So there's a fall break coming up at the end, the third week of September, and then you get a week off at Thanksgiving, and then 2 weeks off at Christmas, and then you get spring break, and then you get another break. So it's kind of a year round school thing almost.
Do your kids like that?
The kids like it.
If I
didn't have a stay-at-home wife, the childcare would be a nightmare.
My son, I was riding with my son the other day, and he's a freshman in high school this year, and he was commenting, he goes, I don't know why they don't just make it all year round, because that's exactly what he would like. He would like to have a week off here and there, and then it could make, you know, vacations planned a little better, because maybe we want to go to Daytona, but we don't want to do it in August, you know?
Right, you can do it off-season, right? So we take vacation the third week of September. That's the way we've done it the last couple of years. And, yeah, you get to go to the beach, and it's still warm and mm-hmm. still sunny, and there's people there. It's not like a ghost town, but there are not people stacked up on top of you everywhere you look.
Yeah, exactly. I wish they'd do that here.
Because I could see going to family members' states away for Thanksgiving or, you know, for another time of the year. I like the idea of being able to take a break without having to take off school.
Now, when I was in school, I would not have gone for this. This would have been heresy. There's no way. I would have fought it tooth and nail. I think that you know, the reason they took the summers off was to harvest the fields, and we're kind of gotten past that now. So maybe it should be time to look something a little more like what they got going on down there.
Yeah, I I'm in my third year with it. I still don't know if I like it or not. It's, the summer goes awful fast, and it's hard to take. If you want to take a summer vacation, it's difficult because there's almost no time in the summer. But, you know, the nice thing about having the time off is that you can go somewhere, but then you don't necessarily get time off of work. And the entire American structure is sort of built around summer vacations. It's contrarian. And I guess people here in North Georgia like to be contrary.
And I could honestly see it being bad for employers, because you will have a whole section of your staff that all wants to take off around the same 7 weeks. Where up here we have, you know, whatever, 100 and whatever days where they can pick and choose.
So I don't know how we got on the school schedules, but,
that'll happen.
Let's say we talk about some apps, and then we'll do a little voicemails or emails and voicemail. We do have a voicemail, right? A little later on. So, guys, what do you got app-wise? Dora, we'll start with you because you always have a ton of them. Let's pick one. Let's do one.
Okay. The one I'm going to bring is made by the same people that made the game Crossy Road. I'm 99%. Yeah. Crossy Road, which is a really popular game. A game I couldn't stand, I couldn't play, even though it was reminiscent of the old game Frogger. This one I saw and I had to download it. It is free in-app purchases, E for everyone, and it's called Pac-Man 256 Endless Maze. The only way I can put this is imagine the old school Pac-Man maze, but at the top, it didn't stop. It just kept going. And if you ever saw how Pac-Man, it quote unquote, ends at the final stage, it basically glitches out.
It falls apart.
And right. And it literally like distorts and just corrupts. That's what happens in this, in the bottom of the maze, and it slowly creeps its way up. So you're constantly running from glitching out, if you will. And there's definitely different power-ups in here. The one power-up I saw was the ability to get gigantic. And then you have the classic power-ups of just turning all the goose blue and, you know, eating them.
It's got an interesting view to it, too. Like the angle of everything's a little three-dimensional-ish, sort of, yet being 8-bit, I guess. 16-bit.
It's like Pac-Man meets the Langoliers. Or the future's coming. You've seen that movie, read the book, Langoliers, Stephen King. No, reference nobody gets. The past comes to get you. Anyway, that's kind of what I pictured when you're talking about the thing disappearing.
Right, and you're like constantly on the run kind of thing. There is no winning this game, I will say that. No winning. It's just endless, keep going. And the one thing I didn't understand was in the old game, you had Inky, Blinky, Pinky, and Clyde, I want to say. But in this one, you can literally have like 10 ghosts on the screen at the same time. Yeah. I had a hard enough time avoiding 4 ghosts, so this is definitely not easier. I will say that.
You guys remember Super Pac-Man that came out? There was a power up there where you got super huge.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So this is like mixing classic Pac-Man and Super Pac-Man, and there's a little Miss Pac-Man action. It's kind of interesting.
Now this isn't by the same people as Crossy Road. This is actually by Bandai Namco. Who did they make the original Pac-Man, or did they just make every other video game?
Well, okay, first long story. The actual company that made Pac-Man is not the company we know about Pac-Man. They sold the rights to another company in America to distribute Pac-Man. That, I believe, was Namco. The creator from Crossy Road made this game, but it's distributed by Namco.
Gotcha.
Kind of the same thing.
They don't have a lot in the store, Bandai, as far as it being a reseller or a distributor of games. They don't have a ton in there.
Well, they hit their high spot 38 years ago, so
they peaked early,
you know. Yeah, definitely.
That's cool.
Yeah, if you're a fan of old games at all, you definitely need to check this out.
All right, cool. Eric, what do you got for us?
All right, for my game, I've got one called, and this was a suggestion, I believe, maybe by Tom Zach. Don't hate me if I say who it was wrong, but it was in the Google Plus. This is called Finger Derpy. This is a horse racing game, and this is a tough game to play, man. You lay both of your fingers on the bottom of your screen to control this horse in a horse race. And and it's kind of like your game where the end keeps coming up at you. And the one I played, the bottom of the screen comes up at you as a finish line, and you don't ever want to get to the finish line. You just want to keep riding. But it's really super hard to control on purpose. But once you get the hang of it, I mean, you could probably be pretty good. But I never really got there. But basically, it's a hard to control, weird, floppy headed horse racing game.
Right. Well, the first thing, just in case people thought they might have heard you wrong, Finger Derby is what clicked in your head, but it's actually Finger Derpy, like derp, derp, derp.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. Which I think is a very accurate description for this game.
Yeah. I don't even think in the video, the level that I played doesn't even show in the video. The screenshot of the video does show it. I think it would be closest to the, like the one with the dirt track and I guess they're all dirt tracks. I don't know. There's a finish line coming up at the bottom. basically is the one I played. It looks like you can play multiplayer if you got four hands around a tablet. That looks like, I never tried that. It looks like fun too.
Yeah, I just keep thinking with four sitting around on one tablet, A, that's either a gigantic tablet, or B, you're going to have kids like yanking and, you know, getting mad at each other.
Yeah, that's there's definitely some cheating that can go on when you've got four people hanging on the tablet at one time. It's like a Ouija board. I didn't move it.
All right. Yeah, go. And I'll say that this has a terrific icon for the game. It's a horse with like lipstick on, and it's by Mommy's Best Games, which is also another great name of a developer.
Yeah, that's my only game this week.
So I apologize, guys. I had a bit of a network glitch there, but it looked to me like as I was watching the game, maybe you covered this. So you tap the thing to make it gallop, like left, right, left, right, left, right on the horse game?
Sort of, but you can hold them both down to go straight.
Okay. Because it looked to me like that old track and field game. Remember back in the day where you had to tap the buttons?
Yeah, that could be possible. I probably should have tapped left and right more often. That might have made it work better for me. I didn't do that too much. I just really crashed and burned on it, man. It was tough. It was goofy though. They have a horse with a lame neck just flopping around all over the place.
That's popular. The animators seem to like that. Maybe that's easy in Android, but I've seen lots of games with like rubbery characters like that.
Yeah,
yeah. It's almost like the horse has been hit by a tranquilizer.
Yeah, and that's what it feels like trying to control them too. Not that I would know. I've never used tranquilizers.
Yet.
Yeah, I've never got my hand on tranquilizers.
That you'll admit to. So I don't have a game to bring, but I do have a bone to pick about a game last week. Mm. So one of the shows last week, one of you guys brought the Real Feel Golf, and I thought, that looks interesting. I'll give that one a try. And I freaking lost dozens of hours of my life to this game, and I hate you for it.
Nice.
I just want to say. But it falls victim to one of the classic problems with games, and forgive me if I'm going down a road that you don't want to go, but I prefer games to be just point straight up pay game instead of pay to play, right? The downloadable content. This one, I got to a point where I literally could not advance but unless I paid money, because you have to have so much gold or whatever in game, and there's no more challenges that will give you gold, so you're stuck. And that frustrates me. What do you guys, how do you feel about those kind of things? Because I think it's the worst type of game design. I understand that game designers got to eat, especially this game is really beautifully done. The graphics are great, and so I get that the guy wants to make some money for it, but can't he just let me give him $5 and call it good? Instead of having to play this nickel and dime thing? What do you think about that, Eric?
I agree. I agree. But I would say, first of all, I've never made it far enough into a game to come to that point, to get to that level. And then the second part I would say is Google surveys.
Google well, that survey doesn't rewards. Solve the problem. Yes, that's a revenue generation thing, but it doesn't solve the problem. Dor, what are your thoughts?
I'm tempted to say I disagree with you just because it seems like everybody disagrees with you, but I can't. here's my logic. I understand what they're doing, but they need an education in how to do it right. Because to me, what they should do is offer the in-app purchases for people to expedite getting these extra coins or gold pieces, gold press latinum, if you will. Nice. And then if they want to, get to a point where, thank you for completing this game. If you would like to play... Pro Field Golf 2, click this link, you'll go to the store and you'll buy the next game for like you said, $3, $4, or $5 or something. I don't like the idea of thank you for playing this game. If you want to play any more of this current game that you've devoted this time to, give me money.
How did it end?
That to me is in poor taste.
How did it end, Mark? Were you on like hole 17? And you just wanted to finish?
No, I had played all the games. So the way it works is you move to different clubs, right? So you got to buy a membership at that golf club. Well, I'd played all 18 holes at this one, and I couldn't move on. Now, there were challenges where you can get gold, but one of the challenges was like to play a a networked game with another person. And I just, I didn't want to do that. I wanted to play my game, you know, at my desk. So it's not like there were no alternatives. I sort of misled you there. I'm sure that I could have advanced had I jumped through the proper hoops. But I just missed the days of buying a game and playing that game.
Could you go back and play the holes of
the clubs? Yeah, I could play the same 18 holes over and over again. But, you know, what good is that?
I don't know. That's to improve your score, like real golf, kind of.
Well, here's another stupid question, Mark. If you could have skipped the purchasing of upgrading of clubs, do you think you still could have beaten the holes that you did and then maybe progressed to another golf?
Well, course? No. See, that's the thing, because it's like Angry Birds, right? You get 1, 2, or 3 stars, but some of the stars are dependent on you buying something. So, you know, 1 star is you get a birdie on this hole. Another star is you make a drive of 250 yards. The third star is use this power up. Well, you can't get that power up unless you buy it.
Gotcha. Yeah, to me, you and I both know he did the math and he figured out, you know, where is the point of, well, you can't go any further unless you buy. Right there is where he should have cut the game off and said, now, if you want a paid version of this, enhanced features, unlimited this, you know, because there's nothing better in my mind than a game that you pay for and then it says no in-app purchases.
Right. And it's kind of like that. What you're going to get. It's kind of like the spam problem, right? The reason we have spam today is because somebody bought from a spam email yesterday. Mm-hmm. The reason these games, these methodologies are still around is because it works. It's the way people make money. In particular, on Android, it's like the only way you're going to make money. You're either going to serve ads or you're going to have in-game content. Because Android users, you know, are known for not paying for games.
Well, and to make money off ads requires hundreds and thousands of downloads.
Right.
So people think it's quicker and easier to just do micropayments. But yeah, this was called Pro Golf. Pro Feel Golf, and this was brought to us by Aaron via email back on 390. So if you want to hear more about the game, it's there. But I will say, I did like the mechanics. I did like how you aimed. I did like how you swinged. I thought that was a pleasant change of pace.
It's a fun game.
The graphics I thought were good.
Yeah. And that's the part of the problem. If it had been a bad game, it wouldn't have bothered me. But it was an engrossing, engaging game that I wanted to keep playing. But I didn't want to. It was, you know, just like feeding a nickel into a slot machine. After a while, I'm done with that.
All right. Well, you've inspired me to play it. I was going to install it, but I've already got it installed. I just haven't gotten around to playing it. If it's that nice of a golf game, and I tear up some Tiger Woods every now and then.
Right.
I need to check this out.
One of the things that I appreciate in any good game is a good physics engine. And that's solved now. I mean, we've had physics engines for 30 years. And this one, you know, the way the holes curve and the hills and the things, and it can be mind-numbingly frustrating because just like the real game of golf, you think you've got it just right and the ball rolls and it rings around the cup and then spins off the other direction. Yeah. And, you know, it makes me want to yell at my phone, but it also makes me want to play it more.
Yeah, this game definitely had what I call touch.
All right, that's enough of my ranting. Dor, have you got another app for us tonight?
Well, yeah, but the one I'm going to bring, it's technically, I'm going to say it's not a game, but it is gamification, if you will.
I got one too then after this, because I got a borderline too.
Gotcha. Okay, this is called Life RPG by Jay Vant. Oh, my Lord. By somebody. Completely free, no in-app purchases, E for everyone. This is like a task engine for your life where you can set task up and then give yourself points for doing good, take quote-unquote damage for doing things bad, and help you give you some drive and some determination to getting things done in the real world.
What is this real world you speak of?
I love the screenshot for shower. The attributes of taking a shower: difficulty 11%, urgency 71%, fear 0. I could say fear could be more than 0% for some people taking a shower. You set that up for yourself.
If you're really afraid of slipping and falling or drowning, or you're tall enough to where it might hit your head,
yeah,
then sure, you could put some fear in there.
I would say that fear would be at least equal to difficulty for taking a shower. Especially the fear of the soap getting in your eyes, things like that. don't know.
I'm not going to argue that.
Oh, this is a parent mission. So it's trying to get your kid to take a shower. Difficulty 11%, urgency 71%, and fear 0%. That makes sense. Okay. That makes
sense. Yeah, if you've ever had a four-year-old, you know that there is some fear involved with a shower sometimes.
On your part of taking the kid there? I'm not afraid of my kids to take them to the shower. Go here.
No, but
get in there.
No, but we have the tear-free shampoo, and my youngest still cries when it gets in his eyes, and there's no stopping him. Because I think it's the mindset of him crying. It doesn't actually hurt.
So is there like a bathing the cat option, fear factor 7,000?
Yeah. Right. Tear-free shampoo doesn't work, Dora. This still hurts your eyes.
Right. I don't know. I put it in my eyes, so it's fine. We have brought apps like this before. We brought Habit RPG. That seems to be the big one in this field. I will say that. That one had some, what's the word, collaborative things on it as well, and it has grown and gotten better to where now me, Eric, and Mark could form a guild in the game, and in that one, Habit RPG. This is more of a solo, offline type mission. If you need motivation to get the normal day-to-day things done, maybe this will help, but if you need help doing the daily motivational things, I don't know how much hope there is for you.
If you never put your phone down and it's hindering the rest of your life and the people around it, this is perfect to get you back on track.
You know, I think for some guys, I'm going to say guys because it tends to be mostly guys, just quantifying something and making it a competition is enough, right? Yeah. Why is the Fitbit so popular? Because you can compete with somebody else for how many steps you had. Yes. You know, I think they're onto something there, but it's got to, the whole thing is you've got to be able to blast it on Facebook or it's useless.
Yeah,
it doesn't happen if it's not on Facebook, right?
Exactly.
I am not happening then.
Right. Yeah. If I can tell somebody that I gained 1,000 XP today because I, you know, drove to work, I don't know.
Yeah.
Did my job, made dinner for the wife, then I guess I don't know.
Obeyed all traffic.
Made it through
signals.
A meeting without a snarky comment. 10,000 points.
Oh, that ain't happening.
But if it was a challenge, right? And if you and I were competing over that, it might.
No. No. I've been disinvited from so many meetings in my career at my job.
Mission accomplished.
I don't know if it's possible.
What is your secret? I need to be disinvited.
Yeah, that's all you want to teach that's me, all you Sensei.
Be utterly blunt. And have no problem telling people who wear ties they have no idea what they're talking about.
I'm a people who wears a tie, though.
Me too. But that's still true. So,
all right. I guess we're done with that one, Eric. You said you had another one.
Yeah, this is a game. I didn't really think of it as a game, but it's a game. This is called Boo! ! By Larva Labs Inc. Ltd. And basically, what this is a bunch of little black dots with eyes show up on your screen. And you look away, and you try to get as many of them on your screen. You look over at them, and they'll catch you staring at them, and they'll all take off. It's you don't really get scored, but it's cute and it's fun.
So like it uses face recognition on the camera,
right?
Oh, that's
funny.
Yeah, they just look around, and this was one of Google's got a new experiment thing, where people can submit experimental type apps that may take your phone maybe to the next level. Like say this game doesn't really have a social part or a scoring part or anything like that, but it's really cool and fun and neat. It looks neat. Google will pimp this. It is pimping this for Larva Labs because they had submitted it to this experimental game section. And they've got a whole...
I'll just say that the video on this is not doing it complete justice. They need to show her head because... I can honestly see my kids giggling hysterical at this.
Yeah. It's so funny because their eyes get really big when they notice you're looking at them. Their eyes get, what? We're out of here. It's funny. It is. They would love it. You're right.
Yeah, this is really smart.
Now,
I'm not sure where it's going to go, right? I don't know how you turn this into something later, but it's a neat idea, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know if it, I mean, it says it works with some of my devices. I know that my Samsung, you know, being the phone that it is, it will watch my eyes and like turn the screen off if I stop looking at it, if I wanted to, right, and stuff like that. So it's built for this thing. I'm not sure how compatible it is.
Yeah, this is not compatible with most of my stuff. But I will say the only place I can immediately say where I could see this being practically used in something is literally a game of Ancient Empires and Medusa or something.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you look at the screen, then you're turned to stone and you lose.
True.
I don't know. So I think I think.
You know where I could see this being useful outside of the game realm is in the personal assistant, right? So the Android, the Google Now thing. If I say OK Google or something that sounds like OK Google, and my watch and my phone and my wife's phone and my kids' tablet, they all think. But if you have to be looking at it and making eye contact with it, and it listens or pays more attention, that would be an interesting little thing.
That makes a lot more sense.
True.
I'll say that.
I read an article recently. I wish I could remember the details of it now, but this company was working on a robot that could not only recognize faces, but recognize who was talking and listen to that person. So if you've got a five or six people standing around having a conversation, the robot would look at the person who was talking. And the idea there is to interact with machines because, you know, we're constantly in noisy environments. And if a machine can recognize who's doing the talking and listen to that person for commands, it's going to be more effective in interacting with humans.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's half, I think, the battle is filtering out all of the quote-unquote useless noise, something I think we as humans do very well. Right. I don't think it's too easy for computers to do yet.
Yeah, so I'm watching Iron Man 2. Like you do. And there's that scene on the airplane where Whiplash, there's a news story about Whiplash, and Pepper Potts is watching it, and Tony Stark watches up and says the word mute, and the TV mutes. And being the geek that I am, I think about there's not enough processing power in the average home, let alone a single computer, to do that, to recognize that word and the significance of that word with all the other noise that's going on. Just a thought.
The website where this app and the other ones are being hosted right now, and I'm going to bring a couple more this week from this website. It's called www.androidexperiments.com. And I've looked at, I think, all of them they've got featured right now. There's two or three that I'm going to bring that I really thought were exceptional. This is one of them.
Yeah, I heard about this earlier this week, and I did go to the site and look, Eric, but I'm going to tell you right now, just glancing, only like one or two actually caught my eye, and one of them I do have in my list as well. The only word I can come up with is interesting, because like Mark is saying, nothing here is groundbreaking unto itself.
Yeah.
I can just see you guys, you're going to start getting emails saying, this new guy talks too much and not about apps. This show used to be about apps.
No. The new guy brought an app, no. So that's different.
Right. This guy brings too many apps. I like Steve. He didn't bring any apps.
Yeah.
All right. So any other, we're, you know, half an hour-ish here. Any other apps we want to bring before we call the app section of the show to an end?
I think I'm good.
Right. I'm trying to fill in these host duties and know what's going on here.
If you want to edit this out, are we going to go to Wednesday now still?
Yeah.
Okay.
I say we keep it three shows until 400.
Sounds good.
So, as I understand the flow of things, this is the part where you tell us where you can be reached. Eric, where can people find you on the web?
Google Plus is the best
place. On the street or, you know, in a gutter, wherever you might, up a ladder.
I'm going to be going back to, tomorrow I'll be in Chicago. If you guys want to visit the small suburb of North Riverside, I'll be spending some time there. There is a Costco there, the only Costco I've ever visited. And in a couple weeks, I'm going to be back at the Hilton in Chicago, where Dora and I spent some time a couple weeks ago. But
it's kind of dirty.
As far as social networking, Google Plus is the only place you're going to find me. I mean, I might have a Twitter account. I might not respond, and I may have a Facebook account that I definitely am not going to respond. So hit me up on Google Plus. If you want a quick link to the Podnuts /AAA website, just go to dinimedia.com.
All right. So what kind of things can I expect from the great Dini on Google Plus?
Mostly if you post something on Google Plus, I'll make fun of you and plus one it.
Okay, good. All right.
I'll plus one it first, though. I don't know.
I pretty much only post on Google Plus about shows I'm about to do. But it's even worse for me on Facebook. Like, you know how they do those time hop things and last year? I never get any of those because I haven't posted in the last year.
I don't even know what that is. Is that like when Google makes a year in pictures for you?
Kind of like that, yeah. I'm really bad at this whole social media thing. I'm a lurker, not a producer.
Yeah, I don't even lurk at Facebook because I got talked into getting a Facebook account when I was at a job, and everybody, oh, you gotta get a Facebook account. I'm like, no, I don't think I need one. Oh yeah, and then when I got one, it was exactly what I thought it was, and I didn't like it. Now the only thing, honestly, I do get on Facebook now about once a month, and that's just to look to see what's for sale, like at rummage sales, and where it used to be the classified section of your paper is now taken over by these spring cleaning exchanges on Facebook locally. That's all I use it for.
That's funny.
It's great. Maybe if you need to find a table router real quick or something, perfect.
All right, Mr. Door-to-Door Geek, what about you? Where can we find you on the web? What are you doing? How can I give you money if I wanted to?
Panos.com on the bottom, there's a donate button. That's right now the simplest, frictionless way to do it, I'll say. I'm most active on Google+. Then I'll say Twitter and Facebook. Twitter and Facebook is my broadcast area where I just say things that are going on. I do interact with people there, more on Twitter, easier on Twitter. But I am actually, unfortunately, on Facebook. And there is a Podnuts page on Facebook. Google+, I just post Android and Linux related stuff, and I talk down about Windows 10 as much as possible because it's in my contract. I have to.
For good reason. I've got maybe next show I'll share my Windows 10 horror stories from this week.
Oh, that's a tease. That's a big market tease right there.
Yeah, come back Wednesday, folks.
And my name is Mark, and you can find more about me if you care at elementopie.com. I do a podcast there. I used to do some other podcasts. Those are still out there. You can find me on Google+ and Facebook if you try, but there's not much there worthwhile. Elementopie.com is my home on the web. And we thank you for listening, for hanging out with us, and we look forward to seeing you next time on Android App Addict.
Music provided by Steve Cherubino at stevecherubino.com.